had already gathered outside Rome's presidential palace when Silvio Berlusconi's motorcade arrived. He was given a hostile reception. They shouted insults, calling him a buffoon and a mafioso, and demanded his resignation. They didn't have long to wait. Mr. Berlusconi's meeting with President Napolitano lasted just over an hour. News spread of the Prime Minister's resignation. The party began as the square became a sea of Italian flags. This man echoed many in the crowd, saying, "We are free, we are finally free." Another man says he has grown up all his life with Berlusconi, and finally he is gone. Former European Commissioner Mario Monti looks set to gain the President's approval as a new technocrat Prime Minister. His responsibility will be to stabilise the economy so elections can be held, likely early next year. Local media say Berlusconi had earlier met Monti for a two-hour lunch in Parliament and agreed to back him as Italy's new leader. Rome buzzed with the news that Mr. Berlusconi had just hours left in office.
I am so happy because it seems as though Italy has lost its moral sense in recent years. Italy is completely divided and we don't trust each other. I hope people rediscover the sense of society to trust each other again.
Italy is under pressure from European partners to name a new leader before markets open on Monday. Political analyst Claudio Borghi says Mario Monti would have international approval.
He's very prepared, very fit for the role. He knows very well the Euro economics because he served the two terms as a European commissioner. The thing that people here in Italy won't like is that he's not elected.
That may prove key for the future of a Monti-led government as it tries to implement a 60 billion euro austerity package. In the space of 4 days, Europe's debt crisis has forced the leaders of Greece and now Italy from power. Yet many analysts say it's not certain whether such upheaval will be enough to save the euro currency. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Rome.